Have you ever heard of the Employment Policies Institute? It's one of those so-called research organizations that are actually public relations fronts for some special interest group. This organization fronts for, among other things, the National Restaurant Association. It creates propaganda to oppose increases in the minimum wage. Support for raising the minimum wage was recently voiced by 600 economists in January of this year. They signed an open letter to President Obama and the congressional leadership calling for a rise to $10.10 an hour. Because of inflation since 1968, in order to have the minimum wage able to purchase what it could back then, it would actually have to be raised to over $10.70. Now, many economists, especially those wedded to the idea that just three words, supply and demand, answer every question, argue that raising the minimum wage will reduce the number of workers that businesses will hire. In other words, a rise in the minimum wage will increase unemployment among low-skilled workers. If you think this is a simple-minded approach to the minimum wage issue, you're right. Economists cover themselves by saying that the inverse relationship between the wage and employment opportunities holds true, all other things being equal. This translates into English as long as nothing else changes. In the case of a rise in the wage rate, lots else can change. And because of that, the question of whether or not a rise in the minimum wage would lead to rising unemployment is an empirical question. It cannot be solved by reasoning alone, by appeal to basic, simple-minded principles. In fact, ever since David Card and Alan Krueger published their first study comparing employment in fast food restaurants in two neighboring states after only one of them raised its minimum wage, the weight of the evidence suggests that there have been no negative employment impacts of recent increases in the minimum wage, either in states or at the federal level. Thus, it is not surprising that when the Employment Policies Institute decided to attempt to combat the reasoning presented by the 600 economists last January, they chose to attack the messenger, not the message. In February, they ran an ad which said in part, "Many of the 600 economists are radical researchers or full-time employees working at union-backed groups." They then cherry-picked quotes from eight of the signers, which demonstrated that these people were either Marxists or supporters of way-out ideas like that the official 9/11 story is false. In other words, forget the fact that according to an article in Business Week the same day, quote, "the vast majority of the letter signers are in the mainstream of the economics profession, including seven Nobel Prize winners and eight former presidents of the American Economic Association." Oh, no. The important fact this think tank wants us to remember is that some of the signers have opinions that no sane American would share. Sound familiar, right? For those too young to remember the 1950s, this is called red baiting. If you can argue that communists or some other despised group share the opinion of the person you're trying to discredit, that ultimately discredits that person. And you don't have to confront the reasoning. Clearly, this is an example of one side of the argument knowing they don't have a scientific leg to stand on. In the real world, in fact, raising the minimum wage would be good for the economy and good for low-wage workers. No fancy-pants PR firm with a seemingly neutral-sounding think tank name can change that, no matter how hard they try.